Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
meeting by the back door, and all the lights were on. Summer was in the air, there was a party going on. Somewhere in the barn of a neighbouring farm, there were lights tied to the trees on coffee-coloured strings. I did not expect to see him like some Thomas Hardy spectre, but he took me in his one-room house and sent me with a greeting to the party in the barn of a neighbouring farm. There were lights tied to the trees on coffee-coloured strings. We saw the insects flicker over coffee-coloured strings. Seven generations run their fingers through this soil. A late night last survivor, so many things, the things we read in magazines. And as the talk ran out, we watched the stars. We saw the insects flicker on the window's golden beam, and at 5 a.m. the ground was wet. We were tripping over coffee-coloured strings. Tripping over coffee-coloured strings. Thank you.
after 2 hours, and I'm never quite sure what Tony's going to talk about, and I have to sit here listening and thinking of what to do to respond. And we've sort of cut things out and left things out. But he's talked about the women, and I thought, well, I must do... Well, this is my observation for you on the women issue. All you need to know is that the Corvette Stingray is a very expensive motor car. Extremely expensive. You know, tens of thousands, if not more, dollars. This morning as I read the paper, in search of a new set of wheels, the classifieds had a most curious ad in their listings of automobiles. I gazed with suspicious amusement at what seemed like a wild stroke of luck. Corvette Stingray, it said, low mileage, bright red, 95 model, $65. Now I'm used to my newspaper's headlines. I called up that number straight away. That 95 vet, have you sold that thing yet? She said, no, you're my first call today. I said, there's been a mistake in the paper. They've printed the price wrong somehow. Oh no, replied she, they got that price from me. I said, don't sell that car, I'm leaving now. She lived in that part of the city I'd venture just one time or two, where lawyers, bank presidents and doctors were residents, and the houses were massive and new. As I turned up her half-mile driveway, there in the heat of the day, in the sunlight it gleamed, the car of my dreams, only $65 away. The interior was done in white leather. It had a 587 V8. Full wingspan doors, a Hirsch 4 on the floor, and an 8-track, 8-deck, solid state. There was chrome on the fender, in an aerodynamic design, a bar, a TV, and it was boggling to me that for $65 it was mine. Now I was sure that this woman was crazy for selling that car at this price, but as we walked down the lane she seemed perfectly sane. She was charming and really quite nice. She smiled with such great satisfaction as she handed me title and keys. I said, I've just got to know why you let that thing go. What's wrong with this car, tell me please. She said, I'll be 60 come Tuesday. I live here with my husband Earl. After 30 years wed and without a word said, he's run off with a silly young girl. But with his credit cards left here behind him, I knew that he wouldn't get far. Last night from Florida he sent a wire to me. It said, I need money, dear, sell the car.
The boy stood on the burning deck, but my name is Martin Simpson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM and sheffieldlive.org, number one for Sheffield music. Thank you.
now, farmer's daughter, living near a dreadful story you soon shall hear. All off to London she made her way, for she was bound to serve it made to be. She went until she come unto some squires, all and loudly there she did knock and call. I hear you want a servant, she said, well, I am Betsy, a serving maid. Squire had one only son, and very soon Betsy's heart he won. Betsy being both blithe and fair, this poor boy's heart she did ensnare. So on Sunday evening he took his time, and unto Betsy he told his mind. He swore by oaths, he swore by stars above, 'tis you, sweet Betsy, 'tis you I love. Hearing him say so, it filled her heart with both grief and woe. We must contrive to send her away, to be a slave all in America. And so on Monday morning this old woman arose, crying, Betsy, go gather up your clothes. I am going some friends to see, and only you, Betsy, shall go with me. And they went until they come unto some seaport town. Ships were sailing all up and down. A ship was hailed and in she went. Poor Betsy sailed then in discontent. This old woman come home, it's welcome home, mother cried her son. Welcome home, mother, on every side, but where is Betsy, the serving maid? Oh son, oh son, oh son, said she, your heart's delight is all on the sea. For I'd rather see my son lying dead than see him married to a serving maid. A few days later this poor boy fell sick, so very sad all in bed was he. They could not cure him, though all they tried. He called on Betsy, and then he died. And when she saw her son lying dead, she wrung her hands and she tore her head. If I could see my son rise again, I'd send for Betsy across the main. Thank you.
piece of me and then I'll be gone. I'm loving my company all on my own. Please leave a message after the tone. It happened so easily, it didn't take long. Give him a piece of me and then I'll be gone. I'm loving my company, but baby I know this isn't easy for the one I've been.
He was lying on the road. across the party's frozen lips. Trembling,
he was slow.
From your chest and your face chip up. Yo. Me pass a miss a man will casket up. Then find the body maggot a mask it up. If a money what? My money last it up. If a body parts well plastic up. This alliance then blood run like syrup. Me no care who you are when me gun here up. Anyway you day cap a come a pick you up. And me say people then that me don't give a fuck. So how far me a come from? Out of the heart of where me a come from? Beyond the moon and the stars me a come from. Why get black bullet and them brain malfunction? Me say no boy me no run from. Cause the world don't know me a gunman. Me a killer, me use tire and gunman. A scale 45 me papa and gun one. Why? See me gonna get few from it. On the land grain stand him get a tone from it. Head popping like a flowers with the blink on it. Get a remark and too soon from it. The general make talk and him no take talk. A what? Pop it off and make the dead start. Me get mad and murder who no blood clot. Head bust up and bandy split up in a four part. Me see us from a little me no no too long. No lippy lippy with people, me no too tall. Boy, if you did make up a fly too hard. Cross, miserable when me just dark too. You know how far me I come from.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Zigzag, 7 in the morning, staggering on, looking in the shop windows, looking in the right state, dealing with the jet lag, draw all the curtains, rolling up the joint, staring at a TV screen, feeling really shamefaced, 'cause I'm here again, it's nearly zigzag, buzzing like a fuzzbox, brain on the blink, walking out familiar paths, fumbling for the off switch, living in a zigzag, I'm gonna switch my phone off, throw away the post, then I'll pitch a tent on the carpet, and curl up with an ashtray, 'cause I don't feel right, what an awful sight, I got bags under the bags under my eyes. Yeah.
sever my connections, climb up the stairs, staring in the mirror for too long. Can't escape the feeling, dealing with the jet lag, coping with the spots and the noise in my ears, trying to trick my brain into sleeping, staring at the ceiling, but my mind won't stop. When you reach the top, there is only one direction you can go. Gravity always wins, and I'd like to know, where did the fun go? As the dust and the sunlight in my room started to spin.
This is Nat Johnson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, number one for Sheffield music.
thoughts of you go round and round.